Agatha Christie's In a Glass Darkly, starring Neil Dudgeon and Rebecca Egan.
I've got no explanations for this story. No theories about the why and wherefore. It's just something that happened.
Give me a position.
Coming up on the marker. Mark, 2376, Skipper.
How's she reading?
We're hugging the earth like it was Julia Roberts.
Yeah, just keep your mind on the screen, Neil.
Flying close, scaring cows. We're good.
We better be. A couple of weeks, we may be hugging sand and scaring Iraqis.
You think it's a go? Desert Storm?
What I think doesn't matter, Neil. We do what we're told.
So, we're fine for the weekend, Skip.
24 hours. How far is it to your place? You sure your parents aren't going to mind me just arriving?
No way. It's open house.
The country gentry.
Hey, they really want to meet you. And anyway, my sister's boyfriend is going to be there. And he's a real pain in the arse. Captain in the Ordnance Corps expects me to salute him.
Oh, now I figure, Lieutenant, you're arriving with your own captain in tow.
Preemptive defense, Skip.
He was a good kid, Neil. A good oppo. And a total opposite. I was grammar, he was public school. But we were both pilots, and that's what counts.
Mi casa es su casa, Skip.
That isn't a house, Neil. That's a castle.
I don't think anyone's around. Probably gone into town to pick up the ring.
Wedding bells?
I told you. Sylvie. She's marrying the Rupert.
The supply guy?
Her set.
Green wellies and wax jackets. What? No butler?
Even we change with the time, Skip. Come on, I'll find you a room and we can get a drink.
It was a castle, with medieval plumbing. Baths big enough to drown a hippo in. And they dressed for dinner. It was all sort of fun, like dressing up for real.
Ready, Skip?
5 minutes. I'll see you down there.
I hadn't noticed the connecting door until I saw it in the mirror. It was swinging open.
Huh?
There was someone. No. A couple next door.
You don't understand. Please. Listen to me.
Oh, I understand everything now.
No.
No. He was killing her, and I stood there frozen, watching, unable to move.
It's all clear. Crystal clear. Now.
I could see her face. Not his. Only a scar under his left eye. She was flailing, hitting the wall, getting weaker.
Please.
I had to move. I had to.
Stop!
Skip, what is it?
Neil, I...
What are you doing?
The door. I saw a door.
No door, Skip. You sure you're okay?
Well, yeah. Sure, just... Well, I don't know. Well, that happened. Yeah. Let's go down.
The mirror was just a sheet of glass, unbroken. You don't admit to hallucination, not if you want to keep flying. I shut my mouth and we went down.
Sil, this is Skip, a Captain Prentice, best pilot in the army. Skip, my sister Sylvia, best sister in the world.
It was her.
I know it's a cliche, but it's great to meet you at last. Neil's told us so much about you.
The woman I'd just seen being murdered.
Do I call you Captain? Or Skip? Or...
Jeff. Call me Jeff.
Did they get you a drink yet?
Only here she was. In front of me and alive and... beautiful. And right there and then...
No, they,
Didn't?
I fell in love with her.
Right.
Then I think we'd better remedy that. Angus? Jeff, this is Angus Carpenter, my fiancé.
Ah, heard a lot about you. Quite a hero. You copter boys. Get all the glory, eh?
Could you grab a G&T for him? Is that all right, Jeff? Oh, no. Jeff?
Her fiancé and the man I'd just seen killing her. The scar under the left eye, it was the same. I knew, and... what the hell was I supposed to do with it?
Got a problem, old chap? Oh, polo wound. Nothing heroic, I'm afraid.
We're going through, Skit. I sat you opposite Sill. Something nice to look at.
I was a crap dinner guest that night. Spent most of the time trying to work out what to do. In the end, I knew I had to say something. Not what I wanted to say. That I loved her and she was wasting herself on the unknown Angus, but...
Beautiful night. Sorry. More clichés.
They're usually true. That's why they're clichés.
Is that a fact?
Nope. A cliché.
Look, I'm sorry, Sylvia, but I have to say something.
Yes?
I'm a pilot. I've been trained to look and see what's there and... act on what I see.
Yes, go on.
I'm not a nut, not crazy, but I saw something tonight.
Then you'd better tell me, haven't you?
So I did, and she listened. And then she said thank you and good night. And then she went inside. Neil and I left early the next morning. I didn't see her again. I heard later from Neil that the engagement had ended. I didn't know if it was me or not, but I felt... I don't know what I felt about any of it. Luckily, I didn't have a lot of time to agonise. Desert Storm was blowing up and it blew our unit into action.
Give me a fix on that incline, will you?
You got it, Skip. On your screen now.
Roger that. I think we'll take a look-see.
It's off the route, Skip. We should keep to our flight plan.
Come on, Neil. Let's go scare a goat.
Skip, I don't think we should.
Call it reconnaissance.
Call it dumb.
Call it any way you like. It's what they pay us for. Give me a position.
Skip, we have to stay on course. Don't go there, Jack.
Come on, it's just another waddy. Give me a position.
Okay, on my mark. Skip, incoming. Stick up.
A missile out of nowhere. We couldn't have known. We were on course and... it smashed the screen glass. I was flying blind, my face... blood everywhere. I'm sorry, I'm going into all this stuff and...
It's all right, Jeff. I understand.
Because it's so damn impossible to talk about what needs to be said. Somehow I can't...
You see the big tree over there? The cedar?
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently it's older than the house. There's a plate. I mean, a real plate. A pewter eating plate. Nailed to it right near the top. And there's a date scratched on it. 1624. And a name. Edward. Neil found it when he was 9. The first time he climbed to the top of the tree. Oh, he thought it was such an adventure. He said, "Sis," that's what he called me then, "when I grow up, I want to be an adventurer and have adventures."
No, I don't want to hide anything because somehow it seems really important that I tell you the truth. You know, for him. Maybe for us too.
Yes. For all of us.
He knew. He knew what had... happened to him. That he was going to die.
Approach vectors locked on.
That's enough, Neil! You have to rest!
Rest bollocks! You'll never fly this thing back on your own and you know it!
Neil! I'm sorry! You were right!
Just keep us in the air, Skip, and get us home. Correct course 12:14 east. I'm gonna switch to... auxiliary tanks!
We don't need them!
We need them, Skip. Electronics are down. I have to do it by wire.
You can't, Neil!
Yes, I can. Tell George Bush he owes me one.
He knew we needed the fuel, and he knew that pulling the lever was going to finish him. And he did it.
You would have done the same, Jeff.
Would I?
Yes. I know you, and you would.
No. You don't know anything about me. About what I...
Neil's ring. He would have wanted...
Yes. Thank you. Jeff?
I'm sorry. I have to go now.
I wanted, more than anything in my life, I wanted to say there and then, I love you, Sylvia. But then I'd also have to tell her... I killed your brother. And the scar on my face, under my right eye, was like a bad joke, the mirror image of the vision I'd seen that night, reminding me that I would never have the woman I'd saved, the woman I loved, the woman whose brother I'd killed. The war ended, as they do. I got a new posting, more desk, less flying, though I still got up every so often. And time passed. A couple of years. I hadn't seen Sylvia since the funeral, and then one evening in London at some or other event. No, it was a reunion. The old units from Desert Storm. And there she was.
Sylvia!
Jeff! Oh, I wondered if you'd be here.
Have to now. More pips on the shoulders, need to show yourself.
I heard. Congratulations.
Oh, hardly deserved. Well, they promote you every so often, all you have to do is stay around. Sorry, that was pretty crass. Can I get you a drink?
I have one. See? I'm holding it.
Oh, yes, right. Yes, absolutely. Well, if you don't mind, I'll have a drink. Yes, that must be what I meant all along. These things get so crowded.
Before they get maudlin.
Yeah. Look, what do you say to,
Yes.
What?
You were going to say, let's get out of here?
You read my mind.
Yes. We can't do that, you know.
Who?
Women. It's not hard. In fact, it's remarkably simple. The male brain.
So, what are you doing nowadays?
That's pretty damn lame, isn't it?
Arts administration. Oh. Lots of infighting, squabbling, jockeying for position.
Sounds like the army.
Well, it seems to suit you, Major Prentice.
Look, Sylvia, all of that, it's nothing. It's... I mean, what I wanted to say was that... I love you, Sylvia, and I have loved you from the first moment I saw you, and... Oh, okay, there's the river. I'll just jump in it now and drown, or float down to Gravesend, or...
I know.
What? You know what?
I know you love me.
Oh, boy, is the male brain that easy to read?
I know because I love you. And have done since the first moment I saw you. Well, maybe not the first moment, but pretty soon after that.
What?
Is that a rhetorical what?
Oh, my God. What a fool I am.
Wow. There was certainly nothing rhetorical about that kiss.
I love you. You love me. I love you. You love me. Well, if I threw myself in the river now, I'd walk on it all the way to... Oh, but what a waste of time. I mean... Oh, no, what do I mean?
You've got me there, Jeff. What?
That first night when I...
Well, I thought you were going to tell me then. I could see it and knew what I felt.
And I didn't. I told you that story, that what I'd seen.
Yes.
And then, you see, when Neil said you'd broken the engagement, I wanted to... I so much wanted to come and see you and...
And nothing. Yes, I broke it off with Angus and you were the reason. Oh. But not because of some ghost story you told me. I gave him up because I loved someone else. You. Flash, bang, bullet. There and then, that night. Oh, and yes, what a bloody stupid waste of time. So why don't you kiss me again?
We got married a couple of months later. It was like a dream coming true. No, it was a dream coming true. Of course, what I didn't know was that sometimes the dreams you think the best are the worst of all.
Skip, we have to stay on course. Don't go there, Jack.
Come on, it's just another one. Hey, give me a position.
Okay, on my mark. Skip, incoming, steer.
She had a flat in London, which we kept on since I had been posted to joint command at Northolt. But the army never lets you settle.
Central Jerusalem this morning. It is the city's worst. atrocity by far. Palestinian uprising.
Hi.
I'm in the kitchen. Drink?
Yeah, sure.
You're late tonight?
Oh, you know how it is.
Well, no, actually, I don't. Scotch, gin?
Gin?
And tonic.
Started early.
On the booze? Yeah. Where were you?
Had to have a drink with Terry.
Forced into a drink sounds tough.
Hey, it is, believe me. He's our new accountant, and he is such a pain. Just getting a cheque out of him for running costs. He wants a list of everything. Typical accountant.
Maybe I should watch out. Here you go. Cheers.
Cheers. Why?
Oh, no, nothing. I was just thinking about, Oh, you know, Angus. Angus Carpenter. He was an accountant too, wasn't he? Maybe you have a weakness for them.
Like you have a weakness for whiskey? Mm-hmm. Aren't you hitting it a bit hard tonight?
Don't. What a day I had. And then I got this.
What is it?
Read it if you want. What it amounts to is that I have to go back out to Saudi.
Oh, bloody hell. I knew there was something wrong the moment I came through the door. Oh, what a pain. When? How long?
Next month, for a couple of weeks, then back for a week, then off for a month. It's some kind of exercise they're doing.
I suppose there's no choice.
I just feel so bad about it. I mean, about leaving you. I spent the afternoon making plans to assassinate the Army Staff High Command.
It could be worse, I suppose.
Oh, could it? I mean, after all this time, all these years, I finally managed to get you, and then those bastards at the War House take you away again.
Hey, hey. No one's taking me away. I'll be here. It's hardly any time at all.
I know. I'm getting it all out of proportion, but it's just that I do love you so much, Sylvia. I never felt like this about anyone in my life before, and I so nearly missed you.
Stop it, Jeff. It's okay. It's just a month or so, that's all.
That's all to you, but to me...
It's just a month and a half. And you'll be busy, and you'll be back for a week. Come on. Let's go out and eat tonight.
Okay.
And cut out the spirit. Let's stick to wine. I'll give Giovanni's a call, see if we can get a table.
Won't they be full at this notice?
We use it a lot from the office. They know us there. Oh. We'll get a table. Don't worry.
Don't worry. That's what she said, and she was right. What did I have to worry about? A month and a half, that's all. And she was able to get a table just like that. How lucky. But then, they did know her.
Here we are, Mr. Wainwright, your table. Evening, Signora.
Who was Mr. Wainwright? That's what I wanted to know, but didn't ask. After all, this was our night. Sylvia and me.
Thank you, that's fine. So, what exactly are you going to be doing? Or is it hush-hush?
Well, I think the brass want an eye on the ground, so to speak. I've got to look at helicopter units over the whole area and basically let them know... Wainwright, who was that?
Sorry?
Wainwright, the waiter thought I was...
Oh, yeah, Terry, the accountant. We use this place a lot. I used his name.
Oh.
But anyway, go on. The people on the ground.
Saudi. I was there a couple of weeks later. Sand and more sand and nothing to drink. The army were being very careful not to offend anyone. So, most nights, I sat in my room and phoned home.
Hi, neither Jeff nor Sylvia are here right now. If you'd like to leave a message, we'll get back to you later. Hi, neither Jeff nor Sylvia are here right now. If you'd like to leave a message, we'll get back to you later.
Sometimes she was there.
Poor boar, Jeff. Must be awful. Maybe you should start writing your memoirs, if they'd let you. Oh, sorry, darling, but I do have to go. Another of those dreary meetings with the accounts committee. Yeah, sometimes I wish I was a soldier and I... Well, maybe not. Bye, sweetheart. See you soon.
Mostly she wasn't.
Neither Jeff nor Sylvia are here right now. If you'd like to leave a message, we'll get back.
Then I had a couple of weeks back home.
Darling, where are you? Jeff?
Oh, have I missed you!